Start your day.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Let's shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. You've been out of lockdown for a week or so up in Sydney. Have you actually ventured out of your home? And I don't mean onto your deck area overlooking Sydney Harbour.
I went out twice.
Well done. Well played. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's fantastic. That must have been a big thing for you.
I got my nails done and I saw someone for dinner.
Woohoo! And it wasn't your long-distance love, was it?
No. I can't travel to New York that quick.
He's stuck there in New York and you're in Sydney. It'll happen one day, don't you worry. We've got a couple of interesting topics to chat about. One of my favourite genres of films, as a matter of fact, it would be my all-time favourite genre of films, the science behind why we love horror films, research finding certain personality traits find horror films comforting, others just love the thrill. I wonder which one I'll be, Alex Chelios.
Well, I feel like I fall into the Freud category, who always talks about scary films and its ability to basically cause you to have a response, sort of like a cathartic response to stress and pent-up frustration. So a lot of people who maybe have very stressful weeks or work or whatever it might be actually find they decompress well by watching a scary film. It's why you hear sometimes that people like to decompress by watching like serial killer documentaries. But, you know, everyone has different reasons why. Some people enjoy it also because they're prone to anxiety and it actually helps them relax a bit more.
Right. I'm a bit weird when it comes to horror movies because I love sitting down watching them. It has to be at night. It's got to be totally dark apart from the TV being on. And once it's done, I'm creeping around in the dark feeling like something's going to jump out and get me. I'm a bit weird in that way, but, you know.
It definitely causes us to have this visceral response because of the fear. It's an evolutionary thing.
Yeah.
But we do enjoy it, and for a lot of people it's really fun. For other people it's cathartic.
And our 13-year-old daughter has just found horror movies, and let me tell you, she can't get enough of them, especially the olden day ones like, I don't know whether you saw this one, The Evil Dead. Do you remember that one?
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
That was brilliant. Scared the absolute bejesus out of me. Nightmare on Elm Street with Freddy Krueger. Oh,
I was never into that.
Weren't you? As a matter of fact, speaking of horror movies, the original Scream Queen, Jamie Lee Curtis, you know her. She's a great actress.
Yeah.
She's back in another horror movie called Halloween Kills. And she's been in so many horror movies, it's not funny. Halloween, The Fog, Terror Train, Prom Night, the list goes on and on and on. But I'm getting scared just talking about it now, Alex, so perhaps we might change subject. And let's talk about mean friends. A recent study suggests your mean friend is probably the friend who cares for you the most. Is this right?
Yes. It makes me feel better.
Because you're that mean friend, aren't you?
I don't know if I would consider myself mean, but I'm definitely the person that makes a biting comment every now and then.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, I think I'm the Dorothy in the Golden Girls world of friendship.
Oh, I thought you were going down the yellow brick road there for a moment.
No, I'm definitely not like yellow brick road. But this is really around why people say what they say. So often if you have a friendship circle and there is that person who always just tells you how brilliant you are and how perfect you are and, yes, you look fantastic, they're probably the person who also just wants to get along. They don't really want any sort of confrontation. They don't really care whether or not you do look bad. They just don't want a conflict. And the research found that the person who was more likely to say, hey, hang on, those jeans look terrible on you, even though you think they're the mean friend, they're actually doing it because they want you to look your best. And the study found that there were examples of people who actually, it was almost like a cruel to be kind approach around their friendships.
Yeah, I think I've got to find myself one of those. Can't say that I've got a mean friend.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be your mean friend.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I thought you already were.
Okay. Well, see, you forgot I have a chopped liver in here.
Chopped liver! And on that note, Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au, we must wrap up. Have a great week and we'll talk next Tuesday.
Thank you.